Read Brave uses the power of stories to talk about important things. This year's theme is Owning Our Stories, Rising Together for a Better St. Paul. We all have our own stories to tell. Everyone's story is important, and it's important to listen to each other. My name is Hindi Abdi, and I work for St. Paul Public Library. I'll read for you the first chapter of a story called Sadiq and the Desert Star by Iman Nur Ali and Anjar Sarkar.
Hi, I'm Sadiq. My family and I live in Minnesota, but my parents are from Somalia. Sometimes we speak Somali at home. I like it to be my family and learn some interesting facts and turns from our culture. Facts about Somalia. Most Somali people belong to one of four major groups, the Darod, Isaaq, Hawiya, and Dir. Many Somalis are nomadic. That means they travel from place to place. They search for water, food, and land for their animals. Somalia is mostly desert. It doesn't rain often there. The camel is an important animal to Somali people. Camels can survive a long time without food or water. Around 99% of all Somalis are Muslim. Somali terms. Owowe, grandfather. Baba, a common word for father. Ha, yes. Hoyo, mother. Salam, a short form of Arabic greeting and used by many Muslims. It also means peace. Sambus. Fried pastries that are filled with spicy ground beef, chicken, fish, or vegetables. Wilkega, my son. Chapter 1. The Desert Star. Sadiq squirmed in his chair. Recess was in 5 minutes. It was the first warm day of spring. The rest of the class was finishing in journal activity. Sadiq couldn't wait to go play soccer with his friends. I have something special to share. Sadiq's third grade teacher, Miss Battersby, said, "Next weekend is our school's spring festival." Excited whispers ran around the room. "The festival is open to all," Miss Battersby went on. "It's a chance for our school's teams and clubs to raise money. If you have a club, you can sign up to have a table. In the past, clubs have sold baked goods or crafts. See me if you need help thinking of something." Sadiq frowned. He wasn't part of a club. Miss Battersby looked around in the classroom. "Now, before recess, I have one more announcement," she said. "On Thursday, we'll be going to an observatory for a field trip." Sadiq sat up straight. He put his pencil down. He loved field trips.
This week, we're beginning a unit of space. We'll learn all about planets and stars. At the observatory, we'll view them in the night sky. Sadiq looked over at his friends, Zaza and Manny, and grinned. He loved space. In the summertime, he liked to look at stars with his baba. "Our field trip will be in the evening," Miss Batterby said. "We'll need an adult at home to sign a special permission slip." The teacher had just finished passing out the papers when the bell rang. Sadiq, Zaza, and Manny raced to get to the soccer fields first. That night, Sadiq was brushing his teeth. He suddenly remembered the permission slip. Still brushing, Sadiq went to his bedroom and found the paper. He hurried to his parents' room. Baba was in the middle of packing for a business trip.
"Baba, can you sign this?" Sadiq asked. "My class is going to the observatory on Thursday."
"Are you learning about space in school?" Baba asked. He took the permission slip and signed the paper.
"Ha, Baba," said Sadiq. "Today we learned about Saturn. Did you know it has 62 moons?"
"I would like to hear more about it, Wilkega," Baba said as he handed the form back to Sadiq. "But you should finish brushing your teeth first."
Sadiq hurried back into the bathroom and finished brushing. "Make sure they are brighter than the white sands of Berbera," Baba said. Baba had been born and raised in the city of Berbera, Somalia. Sadiq loved hearing stories from his dad's childhood. After brushing, Sadiq went to the bedroom he shared with his older brother, Nur Ali. Nur Ali went to bed much later than Sadiq, which sometimes made Sadiq jealous. He put the form in his backpack. Then he hopped into bed just as Baba was coming into the room.
"How long will you be gone, Baba?" Sadiq asked. "Just a few days, little one. Let me tell you a story about the stars," Baba said. He sat on Sadiq's bed and tucked him in. "Do you remember how bright they were in Berbera?"
Sadiq nodded. He loved visiting Berbera, but he had only been twice because it was so far away.
"They were bright like the streetlights," Sadiq said. Baba laughed. "Brighter than even your t-shirt." He poked Sadiq's shoulder. Then he said, "But there is one star that was brighter than the rest. It is a star your Owowa calls the Desert Star."
"What's the Desert Star?" Sadiq asked.
"Baba said when I was a boy, your Owowa would travel in his camel caravan through the desert. He sold bales of clothes and bought goods for our family. Whenever my baba left, I was sad. But as long as I could see the desert star, I knew he'd return safely."
"Where is the desert star?" Sadiq asked. "Can you show it to me?"
Baba shook his head. "We can't see it in the city because of all the lights here. It's part of a cluster of five stars. The stars are a strange shape of an arrow. The desert star is the largest and brightest star. It is at the very tip of the arrow. Next time we're in bed, but I'll look for it, Baba said, smiling. I can't wait, says Sadiq. Now you need to get some sleep, and so do I, Baba said. My plane leaves early in the morning. Sleep well, Sadiq. Sadiq took off his glasses and closed his eyes. He counted shooting stars until he fell into a deep sleep. That's the end of chapter 1. I hope you liked it. And if you want to continue reading, Sadiq and the Desert Star by Iman Nur Ali and Anjar Sarkar. It is available as a regular print through the library website at sppl.org. Thanks for listening.